today's audiocast for Monday, January 29th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. They've made movies about it, and every private pilot harbors the notion that, hey, someday it could happen to me. But the fact is, airline pilots almost never need any help in the cockpit for any reason. But it does happen, and Albuquerque businessman and novice private pilot Stephen Brown answered that once-in-a-lifetime call on January 20th when something went very wrong on the Continental Airlines flight he and some friends were taking to Mexico. A few minutes after the captain of the flight literally collapsed at the controls, Brown was in the right seat of the Boeing 757 using all the knowledge he could muster from his 150 hours in Cessnas to help the first officer guide the airliner with 209 other passengers on board to a safe emergency landing in McAllen, Texas. In an exclusive interview with AvWeb's Russ Niles, Brown recounts the horror and the wonder of the experience.
Upon the announcement that they were looking for a doctor, anybody that could see up front could kind of see them pulling one of the pilots out of the cockpit. So we knew pretty quickly it was a somewhat serious situation, and the pilot was clearly unconscious, and we saw them begin CPR. And at that time, there was a doctor, a couple of sports medicine people, and a nurse working on the incapacitated pilot. And a few minutes went by, and there was another announcement came on from one of the flight attendants asking if there were any pilots on board. And I and actually one of my customers who was on this trip with me are both pilots, private pilots, and quickly went up to see what, you know, we might be able to do to help out. So went up there, told them we were both private pilots. My buddy was really not current, so they quickly made a decision that I was going to get the nod. And I sat just in the front seat there for a few minutes while the pilot that moved over from right seat to left seat sort of got things in order, and then they called for me to go ahead up in the right seat.
Now, fess up, this is what every private pilot thinks about the minute he steps on a commercial airliner, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can admit, you know, given that my low amount of time, there have been plenty of flights I've been on since I started working towards my pilot's license a year and a half ago that, gosh, you know, what if? Wouldn't that be cool? And, not really when I heard that there was a need for a doctor, but when I saw them pull a pilot out, it was a fleeting thought. What if they need somebody up there to help? And so it was a sad situation that brought about this opportunity for me, but be that as it may, it was an opportunity to try to help out, and that first and foremost was what was on my mind.
Now, just to put it in perspective a little bit here, why don't you describe what your experience is?
I started down the path of my private pilot's license about a year and a half ago, obtained my license last August, and presently have 150 hours. I fly, you know, pretty much just for pleasure, but I have a business here in Albuquerque that does business all over the state, so once in a while I get a chance to, instead of driving, you know, certainly a great opportunity to fly, and that's I enjoy it immensely. So it's been a great new hobby for me, and one of those things I always wanted to do, and finally got to the point where I had an opportunity to do it.
What have you been flying?
I trained on a 172, and currently am flying a 182, fixed gear.
Okay, let's transition to the cockpit of a 757. It wasn't a 757, wasn't it?
It was a 757, yes. And, a lot going on in there compared to a 182, there's no doubt. And I'll talk a little to that a little later. But the first thing we did was he introduced himself as a 28-year veteran, which, you know, I mentioned in a recent news article here in the paper that, you know, at that moment, I was probably the least nervous person on the plane, because certainly a veteran like the captain that was now in the left seat was clearly capable of landing the aircraft by himself. He didn't need my help, but certainly, you know, cockpit resource management dictates that in that kind of a situation, it makes sense to look for any kind of help. So he asked me when the last time I flew was, and it happened to be last weekend. So he says, great, you're current, let's go. And he proceeded to just tell me, you know, what he was going to ask me to do, and which primarily was some of the radio work just to free him up a little more to obviously focus on flying the plane first, especially given the emotional time for him, watching, you know, his partner there on the flight deck virtually collapse on the yoke. So he was shook up, but at the same time, I marveled at his professionalism and how he still, you know, once in a while he'd take a deep breath, and it was clear that he was bothered by it all, but he was so tuned in still to what I guess we all learn, which is fly the plane first, and that's what he doing the little bit of radio work with the tower as we were approaching McAllen, Texas, and lowering the flaps per his direction, and, you know, lowering the gear when he said to lower the gear. I mean, it was all basic stuff, but, you know, I'm guessing just treat him up enough to, again, remain focused. And of course, all the rest of the time, I'm looking at a tremendous amount of computerization and instruments all over the cockpit and in the, you know, in sort of a marveled way, because it's mind-boggling compared to the cockpit of a 182. It was just fun to look around, you know, during the whole process, and look outside and look at the view. And view's not that much different, especially on final. When we broke through the clouds, an 800-foot ceiling, and are looking at the numbers, I'm saying, that's just about how the numbers look when I come in. But as we approach those numbers, of course, I look down and realize how much faster we were traveling than obviously I would be in final in a 182. So.
Right back with our conversation with Stephen Brown, Albuquerque businessman and at least once co-pilot in a 757. Back in a moment.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10. For 5 years, the number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine survey. Enjoy an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, noise reduction, and clearer audio with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Fly with the Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. Order now and receive free shipping. And learn about the convenient payment plan. Visit Bose.com/headset.
You're a relatively young man, Stephen. You're 47, I believe. Did it twig any career aspirations?
Well, no. I can't say that I'm going to do anything differently than I do now, which is to, you know, maintain it as a hobby. And an HVACR industry, that's what I do really well. And I'm going to leave the big birds to the professionals that do it day in and day out. It was an unbelievable experience, but it was even more, I guess I have just an additional or a greater sense of professionalism from the whole flight crew and what they do and what they're trained to do in the event of an emergency. I can't say enough about how well they performed in this situation, and I know they do a lot of recurrent training for it, but boy, it showed. Because it was a difficult day for the whole flight crew, but boy, during the whole thing, they just performed admirably. So.
You've sort of gotten your 15 minutes out of this. You've been getting calls from all over. Who's been trying to get you to talk?
The local TV station, and most recently the Today Show, actually. And in both instances, I've respectfully declined. I mean, it was a great opportunity for me. You know, there was an excellent article that was written in the Albuquerque Journal. The reporter did a wonderful job of keeping to the facts, and I was certainly comfortable speaking with you today, Russell. But I really have no, I don't want to see any of the media, you know, try to sensationalize this or twist anything at all. I just don't want to see that. And so I'm going to just stick to what's already been done in the paper and then this podcast and let it go.
Well, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
That was Albuquerque businessman and novice private pilot Stephen Brown. Now you get the latest general aviation news from AvWeb as it happens at avweb.com. Or sign up for our news feed and have the most recent headlines pushed directly to your RSS-based news reader. Either way, you'll be able to get the same concise but comprehensive news stories you've come to expect from AvWeb. And check out the all-new AvWeb Flight Explorer Personal Edition, geared for private pilots and aviation enthusiasts. Comments on this audiocast are welcome at audionews@avweb.com. And this report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Friday, February 2nd. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.